The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Friday, and I'll say it again, Friday. D-Day, a big day in our nation's history, without question. June 6, 1944, the landing at Normandy. And to the front of the line today, anybody that has a story about a loved one, an acquaintance, a co-worker, a vet, so the stories about today, and honor those that have served this great country. Welcome to a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen, along with Mr. Todd Mitchell. Happy Friday to you, Todd.
Happy Friday to you, Scott.
Our telephone number is the following, 800-228-0550. I'll say it again, 800-228-0550. There's a lot of kids out there, of vets, that have pride stories out of that stoic generation of folks who just went about doing a job and didn't say much. But boy, the value of that, to understand the price that was paid for the freedom for this great country, it's really hard to get your mind around that. And I would love to honor those that served this country with a story or two today on the program. So if you have one to share, do me a favor, please. Don't be shy about sharing it. Tell the story of your parents or uncles or aunts or anyone involved in any way, shape, or form, or any particular story, one of your favorites that you have. Sadly, every single day, I forget the number, we just lose a staggering amount of World War II veterans. And they are an endangered species, as we often do in a flippant way, about they are true human resource that we are just losing at the just by the sheer calendar. I mean, look, today's the 70th anniversary of D-Day. So, Normandy, France. So that tells you right there's not going to be many folks remaining that can tell that story. So to keep that legacy going is, I think, a precious American resource, and we want to make sure we afford you the time to do that in any way, shape, or form today and keep that front and center on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, it's election day on Tuesday, and I thought we'd do something a little different. We usually have a Normal or Nuts Friday, and this is a little Normal or Nuts, because it's an opportunity for a free plug. You know, it's puzzling to me. But maybe it's because it's the elections in June, and maybe that's the question we ought to have. Maybe we ought to have Election Day just be, in November. If people are, accustomed to that, and obviously when you have big statewide races or a presidential race every 4 years, a lot of focus and attention goes on the November election, and maybe that's where we ought to put, city council races, city commission races, county commission races, park board, school board. But Tuesday, all across North Dakota, the lion's share of the power of the purse will be decided. The things you complain about most, your property taxes, how much the political subdivisions closest to you spend, will be decided by who you put on a city council or a city commission, who you put on a county commission, who you put on a park board, a school board. I mean, go look at your property tax bill and look how much of that goes to the school district, and there's the wall up on the pocket that concerns most folks. Yet Tuesday, there will be a sliver of the eligible voters going to the polls, probably in the neighborhood of 10%. We could have Al Jager on. Al's going to be on next week to debate one of the items that'll be up statewide, measure number one on this question of how much time is necessary for gathering signatures. So we'll ask him, but it'll be a small turnout. Why? I don't get it. Maybe you today could prompt some folks to actually get that number up a little bit, because it's important. It is very important. The power of the purse closest to the people is the school board, the park board, the city commission, the county commission. So if you are revved up about a particular candidate, for that matter, if you are a candidate and you feel like you had trouble breaking through, getting your voice heard, hear us and hear us plain and clear. Free Plug Friday, soapbox available. Telephone number 800-228-0550. If you're stumping for a particular candidate, if somebody's got you revved up, some of these races have gotten a little nasty. I was seeing some reporting yesterday about Valley City getting a little nasty. The Fargo mayor race has gotten a little nasty. Denny Wallaker is the third, running for a third term as mayor of Fargo. And he has a fellow Fargo City Commission member, Brad Wimmer, who's left the commission to run. I mean, he's actually still a commissioner, but not running for re-election on the commission. There's two spots open there, but running for mayor. So, you know, basically a five-member commission. One's the mayor, four are commission members, and they are they're running against each other. They're competing. And it's got a little nasty. Some have said that, the Wimmer campaign is talking about fitness because they're saying Denny Wallaker's not fit to run for mayor, and the other folks say, oh, that guy was gone during the flood. Wallaker's folks say Wimmer was AWOL. It's got a little nasty. So some of the races have gotten a little testy out there. And if you think there's anything that, you know, the air needs to be cleared on or whatever, I'd love to hear from candidates that really haven't got the attention they want, that are running for a particular race, that just want to, be heard. So whatever you're paying attention to, just throw it out there as a public service here for you on a Free Plug Friday. Because sadly, they don't get the attention they deserve when the power of the purse is really in the hands of folks closest to you, and that's the ones you have a chance to affect. So throw that out there as an opportunity for anybody. I mean, the big jail vote, for instance, if you have a particular opinion on that way, Williston. I mean, look at all the things happening out there in Williston, and that race has been rather interesting as well. There's just a lot of things that are happening all across the state. So if one interests you and you want to get your say in prior to Tuesday's election, have at it, okay, on the program today. We're also going to talk with Brett Baer. If you watch Fox News Channel, you probably see him 5 o'clock weeknights host something called Special Report. He's written a book called Special Heart, an amazing story, really, about his son who has had five congenital heart defects. I forget how many surgeries, but they have had quite the battle with his son from birth. The book he's written is called Special Heart, A Journey of Faith, Hope, Courage, and Love. Look forward to that conversation a little later on in the program as well. And in the meantime, have at it. We had quite the day yesterday. I think, Todd, I've been doing talk radio since the late 80s. That might have been the most amount of feedback in any two-hour period. We found out the president was coming, shortly before 9 o'clock, and from that point forward, full bank of phone calls, emails, Facebook posts. It was phenomenal. I asked for a little input, got a lot of it, and learned a lot about what North Dakotans think about our president, which is kind of sad in my view. Not sad because I necessarily disagree of the disappointment in the performance of this president. I do. But just that we're at a place in this country when there is so much disdain for the commander-in-chief. I find no other way to describe it other than sad. And so it was a little bit eye-opening. And, that's one of our normal or nuts questions. That much disdain for a sitting president of the United States, normal or nuts? Anyway, but otherwise, the floor is yours all the way till our guest at 10:30 on any and all of these topics at 800-228-0550 or any other. We're going to go up to Rosso, Minnesota to start the program, and Beverly was listening on AM 1100, The Flag. Beverly, what's on your mind?
Hi. I was wondering if that vet whose jacket was stolen, if he ever got the jacket back, and if anybody else jumped on the bandwagon for donations for that reward to get the jacket back, and I'll take your answer offline. Thanks.
Thank you, Beverly. To my knowledge, he is not. We did contact the police chief down there, actually put him on the air. Was that Monday? I forget what day we did that. And they kind of said, hey, we don't do the reward thing. And as far as the amnesty thing, we kind of passed on the ideas that came from this audience last week when we talked about that issue. We have had folks step up with reward. Nothing's been formalized on it yet. We kind of stand ready. We've let the folks down there know we have offers, but so far no luck. Any ideas, they're certainly welcome. Klaus in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Klaus.
Hi, Scott. I just want to make 2 points. I got a son that's running for the school board in Bismarck. He's the same age as when I ran for county commission many years ago here in Burley County. We're really proud of him that he's a young 43-year-old man is taking the time with the family and to run for that. And I'm really proud of that. But
what's his name?
That I need to correct you on, Scott.
What's his name, first of all, Klaus?
Carl Lemke.
Okay, and he is running for a seat on the school board, did you say?
That's correct.
Carl Lemke and the school board candidate, that's who you is getting your vote.
Yeah, yes, you bet, Evo.
Got it.
The other thing, Scott, I just need to mention, I enjoyed your show and you're a great person, but the county commissioners are elected in November.
So we're narrowing the candidates for the county commission.
Yeah, you're narrowing it to 2 for each position.
Thank you, Klaus. Appreciate that.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
All right, let's head to the North Dakota Truck Wash Hotline. Megan's on the phone. Truckers, listen up. If you're tired of the bugs and they're out, North Dakota Truck Wash has a solution. Tell us about this special chemical you have, Megan.
Absolutely. We have a new chemical called Bug Magic. It's included with every wash that you get during the summer at North Dakota Truck Wash. It's also available for sale per bottle.
24/7, they're open at the North Dakota Truck Wash again, just south of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass in Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Fathers who love tools and nuts and bolts love Max. Think of your dad during the Max Father's Day sale. Choose from over 1,000 extra value tools, all priced 25% off. Buy a $100 Max gift card for only $75. Save $50 on a radio-controlled helicopter. Scott's Easy Grass Seed is half off. Find these savings and more at the Max Father's Day sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Tell us 800-228-0550. Love to hear any stories about family members that were part of the D-Day as we commemorate that momentous day in history 70 years ago at 800-228-0550. To Klaus's point, by the way, there are a number of questions on the ballot. I think the same thing with judicial races where they, you know, the candidates are set for the November election. So a point well taken. But again, at the city commission level and the park board level and especially the school board level, a lot of these summer elections don't get the attention that they need. And by the way, I would argue that, you know, when we're picking judicial candidates or commission candidates for you know, the November race, paying attention to who the candidates are when there are at least, you know, more candidates than there are spots is important, too. But, you know, point well taken, Klaus. Thank you. Jason, driving near Newtown, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, hi, Scott. So I just got a story to share on D-Day here today. My grandfather served in World War II. He actually entered the war in 1942, so he went through Africa, Italy. And when the invasion came into Normandy, he was part of that also. He was a tank driver for an armored unit, and he actually hit the beaches at Utah Beach. And if I am correct, that would have been supporting the 4th Infantry, I think is where they landed. Was at Utah Beach. And, of course, the armor had a heck of a time getting onto the beach. Once he did, he was part of that whole support operation for the 4th Infantry Division as they went in. And then, of course, for the armor, it got much worse after that because they had to fight through hedgerow country, and he went all the way to 1945 when they defeated the Nazis in Berlin. So, he actually made it through the invasion and made it all the way through the war. And something I'm pretty proud of. I actually got to support the 4th Infantry Division myself in 2005 and 6 in Iraq when I was part of that war. So just thought I'd share that.
Wow, what a neat connection. Now, Jason, was it difficult to get your grandfather to tell these stories?
Actually, we lost my grandfather in 1969, so I did not even know him. These are just stories that I've heard from my father and my uncle.
Is that right? Just passed down through the generations?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, because I'm always amazed that one of the great honors of my entire life was having the wonderful opportunity to hop aboard the honor flights they started in Fargo. They spread to Bismarck thanks to Kevin Kramer's good work. There were some done out of Grand Forks as well. And there was on several of the honor flights with World War II vets to the memorial, and many times family members would come on as escorts. And I was always amazed the amount of times where, you know, for the first time, I mean, you have, you know, vets in their 80s, upper 80s, and most of them in their 80s, but upper 80s, the low 90s, and they were going along with the children that were in their 50s, you know, 60s sometimes, and for the first time, you know, a daughter or son was hearing from dad about, you know, particular events because they just didn't talk about it. You know, did not in any way, shape, or form talk about it. So I love hearing the stories, and you know, amazing how stoic bunch they were that just went about, you know, winning a war and coming back and building a country and just did what they did and didn't want to talk about it. So thanks for sharing the story, Jason. Appreciate it very much, and welcome others. If you have a story about a loved one that or an acquaintance or just a favorite story about D-Day, please share. Brian in Jamestown, you're next. Free plug Friday. Jamestown has a mayoral race, and you want to get a plug in for one of the candidates here, right, Brian?
Yes, sir. Katie Anderson for mayor. She's done wonders in our community, and found myself traveling to Fargo to go pick up some Quikrete the other day, and I think you guys can kind of draw the conclusion there. She's been a proponent for getting a Menards in town here, and I think it's greatly going to improve our community. I mean, just be able at 3 o'clock on a Saturday to go get some odds and ends or commit some pieces to build a fence like I was, it was just great, and wanted to know how Macho Man Todd Mitchell's doing this morning.
Oh, Macho Man Todd Mitchell's doing?
Macho Man, yeah. Holy cow.
That's right, Macho Man of the Hour.
Macho Man, when I hear Macho Man, I think Randy Savage, and trust me, I got not a whole lot in common with him, but
I think actually the village people,
those would be the other ones, yeah.
The politically incorrect village people, the subject of that, you know, big controversy for that first grade program earlier that we spend some time talking about. By the way, Katie Anderson is the incumbent mayor in Jamestown and running against a challenger who's female as well. So kind of neat that there's two women running for the top spot in and of course, that ceiling's already been shattered out there in Jamestown too. So that's kind of neat. But your vote's going to Katie Anderson, and you like the rather controversial push to get some big box stores into Jamestown, huh, Brian?
Yeah, hands down. And just another thing too. When I purchased a house in Jamestown, I went through Mike Swartz at Dardis Realty, and Katie Anderson was actually working for him at the time. And the experience of buying our home was very pleasant, and it had a lot to do with those two. So I think when it comes to people understanding, you know, what it takes to buy a home in a community, home improvements, I think she's really in touch with that. And her push to get a Menards at Jamestown was well vetted. So.
Very good, Brian. Appreciate the call. Free plug Friday. Got a candidate, a cause. You know, Tuesday's the election day, so we just want to give you a chance. Even the candidates themselves. If you, feel like you're having a tough time breaking through and getting, her, getting interviews, getting, your voice heard, here's your chance. So, we're always inundated with, hey, I'm running for this race, and there's never enough time. So just thought we'd give you a chance to stump for folks' votes here ahead of the election, or if you have a particular candidate you support, cause. You made a decision on how you're going to vote on that jail and the sales tax in Mandan and Burley County, whatever it is, let us know. Carson and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind with a D-Day story. Please share.
Good morning, gentlemen. I lost a next-door neighbor Christmas morning. His name was Ed, and he landed on Omaha Beach and went through the Battle of the Bulge. It still kind of chokes me up thinking about him, because he was a lot like a dad to me. Very nice man. He didn't like to talk too much about what he did in the military, but after a while, he finally opened up. And his job in the Battle of the Bulge was a spotter for artillery. And, Scott, I know you were on the honor flights. I started with the second honor flights and was part of the crew after that. And, I tried to get him to go on that flight. I worked him, and I got his kids involved. We tried to work him, but his philosophy was that he had nothing to be proud of. He killed people, and I explained it to him. I tried and tried, that he, by doing what he did, he shortened the war. He saved lives, and I think he understood that. He just still didn't want to go on the honor flight. He didn't feel that he deserved to be honored, Yeah, it still kind of bothers me. I wish we could have got him on that last flight. I really do. I think it would have been good.
And in the way of any information, if anything, did you get out of his role in the Battle of the Bulge? Did Ed share any of that with you?
Well, like I said, he just kind of told me he was a spotter, for artillery. So he told him where to shoot, and when they were to kill people, and that, like I said, he wasn't proud of that, That's just the kind of man he was. In fact, he was awarded the Purple Heart.
Wow.
He was wounded, but he told me that the people under his command were killed, and he was only wounded, and so he refused the Purple Heart. That's just the kind of guy he was.
Unbelievable story, Carson.
Amazing.
Thank you, and God bless Ed. Rest his soul. Thank you, sir. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years, have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's on your mind? We want to know, folks. 800-228-0550. Is it the 70th anniversary of D-Day today? And do you have a short story to tell? Is it the upcoming June election? And have a particular city candidate, county candidate, school board candidate, a particular issue, the jail, for instance, in Burley and Mandan County has been the focus of some attention. Whatever it is, we're calling this Free Plug Friday. And welcome actually hearing from candidates themselves. We had the father of one candidate call, plugging his son for the school board race in Carl Lemke. But I'll take an actual real live candidate here today on the program to step up on the soapbox too. So give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We do normal or nuts survey questions on Friday, and a couple of them that we have out there. One is on the visit of President Obama to North Dakota. Yesterday, we posed a little bit of a dilemma for yours truly. The K-Fire Tractor Trek is next Friday. Historic event. This will be the 13th annual. 125 antique tractors going on a little loop. And it'll be great fun. I'm looking forward to it. Been planning on it for a long time with my son. I'm going to be on a 1944 John Deere LA broadcasting live. So anyway, we got a news yesterday. The president's coming to Standing Rock. It'll be in Cannonball, North Dakota. What should I do, I ask? You know, I'm planning the Savannah Tractor Track, but a president's coming, and I'm a talk show host. I really should cover it for you. Give me some advice. Overwhelmingly, 2-1 folks said, do the tractor trek, and the vast majority of them saying so because of disdain they had for the President of the United States. Is it normal or is it nuts to have that level of disdain directed at a president? This president and his policies are, I would say from the overwhelming amount of response we received yesterday and any other time he's come up in the way of discussion here or anything else I've seen in any other media outlet, is that this president is really, really not liked. I mean, disdain. And, you know, some of it was what I would call vitriol. All right, he's Muslim. I don't like him. He's a socialist. He's, you know, really just sort of the – but I would say really that was probably 10% of it, where you have somebody just sort of just goes off the rails in their hatred, really, for the president. But there was a large amount of real, just plain old-fashioned dislike. And, you know, hey, it's America. That's we ask your opinion because we want to know – I was saddened by it a little bit, not because I'm a cheerleader for this president. I share a lot of it, but I see a real despair from the American public, certainly here, directed at the president of the United States, and that's kind of sad. It's a reality, And, you know, I hope we have a Reagan-esque-like person that can rally folks of all political persuasions to a new place. But so we've been banning about the question, is that normal or is that nuts to have that much disdain for a president of the United States? You can answer that survey question. And as we say on Fridays, it's a free-for-all, so anything on your mind. I think we have our first real live candidate here. He's going to break the ceiling, so open up the floodgates from other candidates to stump for your vote come Tuesday. Jeff, Browns Valley, Minnesota, you're on What's On Your Mind. What are you running for, Jeff?
Hey, Scott, Jeff Backer. I'm a backer.
Jeff Backer, who has the good fortune of having the last name Backer, which prompts one of the funnest slogans in all of politics.
Of
Do you want to be a backer, yeah, backer, a backer, backer, a backer, yeah. backer? Yeah, there you go. Backer, right?
Yes. Well, on the Minnesota side, our primary is not until August 12th. And for the House seat that I'm running for, we will have a primary. And just to let your listeners know, the House seat 12A includes all Wilkin County, so Wolverton, Breckenridge, Traverse County, Wheaton, Browns Valley, all the way down to Odessa and Big Stone County, which is, of course, great to Hortonville. And then we also include Grant County, Stevens County, half of Polk County, which so basically we go from the border all the way over to Starbuck and then up into about a third west of the Douglas County. So, but the primary is August 12th. It is just like in your good state, primaries are important, and it's important for voters to get out, because if you don't get out and pick the right people, then we'll get what we have, and that's not what we're happy about.
Exactly right. So have you got a race there, Jeff?
Yes, I do. I'm running in the primary, I'm running with a gal from Morris, Minnesota. And in Minnesota, we go to the polls on August 12th. This weekend, we got a busy weekend. We have a parade in Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and then one in Cyrus. So we have two parades tomorrow. And our parade season starts, and so week after that, we have two parades. The weekend after that, we have two parades. So when you have a district that is basically 40,000 square miles, there's a lot of parades from here until election.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, thanks for being the first candidate to call and, give courage to the other candidates to use this opportunity to let us know why we got to get your vote. So appreciate that, Jeff, very much. And best of luck to you covering all that ground. Holy buckets. It's a big area to cover.
Yeah,
there's probably congressional candidates. There's probably members of Congress that have less turf to cover in their constituency than you do as a legislative candidate in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's a big district there. It's a big district, but the greatness of this district is it's a conservative district. The current representative who is representing us does not represent the district. We call him Metro J because he votes in lock and step with the metro area. But this is a good conservative district. That's why we believe we can take it back from that incumbent who's been there for 2 years and support our rural values that is what built this nation. You know, one of the things that we have out in this area, one of our best assets is the people, good working values and good rural values, and we also need that representative and that type of representation in St. Paul instead of a left liberal representation.
Appreciate you calling, Jeff, and agree with you on the people. Totally, 100%. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the time. Here's a call that came in during the break. We haven't got to yet. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. That's 701-258-0550 or toll-free 800-228-0550. What is on your mind on this Friday? And the front of the line. For any D-Day stories, want to hear them. 70 years since D-Day, June 6th, 1944. And I had a call earlier, great story about a neighbor, Ed. We had somebody call earlier talk about a grandfather he hadn't met, stories that had been handed down from generations. Love those. And please share. Honor the memory of those that have served this great country or participated in that historic day of D-Day. Love to hear them. Here's a call that came in during the break.
Hello, Scott. This is Dave up in Minot. And I just had a question. Could it technically be suggested that Obama's actually not coming to North Dakota since he's coming to the Standing Rock Reservation, which, unless I'm wrong, is a sovereign nation unto itself? Just a thought.
Yeah, well, I guess if you wanted to dance on the head of a pin, maybe there a little bit. But, you know, he is visiting North Dakota and then going to, you know, Cannonball, North Dakota, where there is the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. So probably doing both if you wanted to technically get under the hood there a little bit. And, look, I'm of the opinion a president visits. It's a big deal. It's something that we ought to welcome and be happy. And I get that there are a number of people who don't like what this president stands for. That's fine. That's America. That's great. But it's still a president coming. You know, he can pick a lot of places to visit. I'm glad he's coming. I'm glad he's coming because I think there will be an inconvenient truth for him in having to say, you know, here's a state that is very different from the vast majority of the other 49 states. You know, we're you know, one of the national headlines today, 210,000 jobs created May. Really? First of all, the way they cook the books on unemployment statistics, the amount of people that have left the unemployment rolls, you know, the way we now, quote unquote, celebrate, you know, the reduction in the unemployment rate while ignoring people that have given up on looking for a job, the amount of people that are unemployed, you know, the actual people in the workforce, the statistics are numbing, and it's very sad. Well, that's not the story of North Dakota. And he'll have to address that. Here's Martha in Bismarck. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Martha.
Yes, I was just calling. I was listening to your program at work last night. I'm out on the rerun. And about the president visiting, I don't agree with him as a president, and I did not vote for him. But my parents always taught me that you have to respect the power that is there and you have to pray for your nation. And also, it's the other thing that my parents taught me is a good work ethic. So I can't myself go ahead and do this, but it's really too bad that as a state that there's so many of us that don't agree with his policies that there can't be some type of, you know, a peaceful protest to show up at the Indian reservation when he goes there, because even if you don't show up, it's just really sad, like you say, because it's just heartbreaking the way this country has gone.
Yeah, I know one of the best ideas, Martha, yesterday was a suggestion that somehow the Tractor Trek event, I shared the dilemma of, hey, I'm going to be at the Tractor Trek and plans with my son and antique tractors and, you know, part of the 13th annual K-Fire Tractor Trek. It's the same day. What now? Somebody said, oh, hey, how about taking the tractors down to a Cannonball? You know, something like that to say, hey, you know, look, if you are a farmer, which is a backbone of North Dakota, your way of life is under attack. Because of this administration. Just to look at one decision, the EPA and what they're trying to do on the open waters rule, and it'll have a ripple effect beyond agriculture, but there's one example, right? If you're in the coal industry, look how many people are in coal. Your way of life is under attack from the administration, right? I mean, the disdain for oil and gas development, despite their lip service to it in what they've done, because all the progress in the administration's come on private land, something they are hands off on. So I agree with you. I wish there was a way to, you know, and you know, the national media would have to gravitate to that. So would the local media, and it'd be a way to say, welcome. We're glad a president visits anytime a president visits, but we disagree, and here's why, in a peaceful way.
Yep, exactly.
And not a lot of time to organize that, but I hope there are some voices that will do that. The North Dakota Farm Bureau is a principled group. Maybe they'll be the one to take the lead there. Martha, thanks for the call. Andy and Kildare, when we come back with a memorial on a veteran, stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Gluck, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown
try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Of What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Back to your calls in a moment. Besides the D-Day commemoration today, did you know the Salvation Army is celebrating National Day today? Actually, during World War I, famously, Salvation Army volunteers served coffee and donuts to soldiers battling on the front lines. So every year, the Salvation Army hosts a National Donuts Day to honor those brave volunteers and soldiers. So they're doing a number of events. I know they have something planned to serve up some coffee and Sandy's Donuts today, and are doing that out at Sandy's Donuts in West Fargo, if you want to stop by and take that in. And the donuts they're making, the original World War One donut recipe, too. So, isn't that kind of cool? I guess they're doing that till 11 a.m. this morning out at Sandy's Donuts. If there's any other events happening where you are, let us know. We'd love to share. 800-228-0550. Andy and Kildare, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd just like to say accountability, like where they closed that Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. with the gates. You know, whoever ordered that should either have been in jail or lost their job. If that had been a Republican president, it would have happened for one day, and that was, and that would have been done.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. A person really should keep a list, because I'd forgotten about that one, but that was absolutely outrageous. You know, the parks and the memorials closed as a publicity stunt to try and inflict some pain on veterans, and it was basically a tool. It was a political instrument to try and say let's get some outrage going from people because they're shutting down government and barricading memorials, that are open air memorials, you know.
Yeah.
You know, right now we're focused on this terrorist swap for the I don't know what we call Bergdahl. Deserter, I guess, at the at a minimum, and prior to that, the VA scandal. But boy, if we had a list, it'd be as long as my arm, Andy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just got to have some accountability, and and they even threw those gates at the gates of the White House to just prove the point that you're not going to block the veterans out. So appreciate our veterans. They've done a lot for our country, and doesn't seem like this president really appreciates them.
Yeah, I wish I could believe.
Thank you for the show. You guys put on a good show. I used to listen to the Bad H Word show, Hypocrite show, and you guys do a lot better job.
Kind of you, Andy. Thank you for the comments. Appreciate it. Let's keep rolling here. Lots of calls waiting to get in here. Levi and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Scott, I've got a question about my father-in-law was involved in D-Day. And what brings me to my questions is, we know historically that World War One, they used a lot of livestock. They used horses, mules, and there was cavalry. Now, when we think of Normandy, we think of a mechanized invasion. We think of tanks, trucks, jeeps. Now, my father-in-law was drafted, and he went through his basic, I believe, in Forks Hill, Oklahoma. And he told me one time, and by the way, he never volunteered information about Normandy or anything. You had to ask a direct question, and then he would answer it, but nothing more than that. And it was kind of the feeling like we did our job, and you covered your buddy's back, and your buddy covered your back, and if everybody did their job, you might get out of there alive. So now we know that this mechanized army in Normandy. My question is, and my father-in-law alluded to this one time, and I never followed up on it. He said that when they were in the Army and getting his training, they found out that he was a farm boy in the Dickinson area and that he could handle livestock. So they kind of put him in charge of workhorses and mules and things like that. Now, he was involved in Normandy. What I would like to ask all of your listeners and other veterans is, can you remember livestock being used in the Normandy invasion? Can you remember workhorses or mules or anything like that in that Normandy invasion? And he was involved in, I think, more bringing the supplies to support the troops. And then he said he was involved also in the Battle of the Bulge, and he was very scared there. So that's my first question to your listeners and to your vets. Can you remember livestock being used, workhorses, mules, in the Normandy invasion? Then the second question I would have is there a way that we could trace his unit that he was in, Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and how they progressed and went through Normandy and where his unit was and how they got into Germany and things like that. Is there a website like that? So those are my questions. Was there livestock used? Were there workhorses and mules used in World War II? And where can we research and find out about where this man's unit was, and I don't know if we could find out what his duties were. Make sense, Scott?
Yeah, no, it does, and I don't have the answers, obviously, but I know there's somebody listening that does, so let's get you close to the radio and stay tuned for hopefully an answer or two. I just, okay. And by the way, again, I welcome any story from any loved one that you have. Yours about, hey, Farm Boy Dickinson, you're in charge of the livestock. I mean, I love it.
And I never followed up on that.
Just imagine our vets. Just imagine our vets pouring onto the beaches of Normandy, Omaha Beach, knowing what was ahead of them. That level of bravery. I just can't get enough of the story, so please share. Howard Fargo, Jamie Bismarck, Ron in the oil patch, and Ron in Bismarck when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.